Hello, welcome back to the practice. We're on day 3 of this week's theme, which is asana. One word I love to bring forward during this week is the word alignment. Makes sense. We're working with the body. We're contemplating our posture or our position. So alignment in the body certainly supports the spine. And you may notice that it also supports a clear mind. You know, we just feel better when we're aligned. Aligned with our sense of self, aligned with what's happening in our experience. And we often don't feel good when there's misalignment. Certainly when there's misalignment in our spine or our hips, our body's off a bit. We can be out of alignment in our mind space as well, or our emotions, even our human spirit. Perhaps a sense of purpose or meaning is just not coming through. As I was pondering this week's meditations, an experience kept coming to mind. I'll share it with you. I was in a car with a friend, and I was the passenger. He was driving. We were in an urban setting, so there's 3 lanes of traffic on each side with lots of traffic lights and stores on every side, so lots of opportunities to change lanes or turn off the road. There was a person in front of us who was driving quite erratically. They were speeding up really fast and then slowing way down. Also not necessarily staying in their lane. Both of our cars were driving in the middle lane. So again, plenty of opportunities to go around this person. But moment by moment, they were driving more erratically and more erratically. This started to really agitate my friend. He was getting very emotional and upset, and he began to verbally berate the driver. What's wrong with this person? Why don't they know how to drive? What are they trying to do? He was taking it rather personally and getting visibly upset. And then, sort of to my shock, he chose to speed up and place his car not so far from this person's bumper. I suppose it was his way of letting them know that they'd better pay attention. There's a car right behind them. Luckily, shortly after that, we came to a red light and lots of big box stores, so it was a rather long light, and I remember looking at him. And this is someone who I know to be a rather peaceful individual, and I said, "Dude, take a deep breath." Both of us sort of aware that we were in an odd situation. So I jumped right in and said, "You know, what if the person in front of us just received some really horrible news? Or what if they have some sort of physical ailment? They have some sort of attack coming on, or maybe there's a bee in their car. Maybe it's an elderly person who really doesn't have any other option to get where they're going, but to drive themselves there." And there was a pause, and I could tell he was hearing me, so I said, "You know, maybe they could just use a little bit of space." Indeed, that person needed a little bit of kindness, a little bit of compassion, a little bit of support to get through whatever it was they were going through. Certainly they could have just used some space around their car so as to not feel even more intimidated or under pressure. Luckily, this person turned off the road at the next light. They were no longer in front of us, and I actually saw my friend take a deep breath. In our conversation after that experience, he said it really stuck with him that this person could have had some physical disorder. He's got a very close friend who has seizures sometimes in public. So it was nice to see him sort of wake up and realize how out of alignment he was. Sometimes we just don't see how our emotions are getting the better of us, or the situation that our physical body is in has us rattled, gets our mind agitated, adrenaline's flowing. It's all a matter of perspective. And for new perspectives or wide perspectives to come in, they've got to have space. Space allows us to be present, see the truth of what's really happening in any given moment, and these are the skills we learn in meditation. These are the practices that we take into our everyday life that without practice simply don't find their way in these situations. Our reactions become rote. It was beautiful in that moment to watch my friend re-establish alignment, to come back into his body, to come back into himself. There he is, my friend. It was nice to be with him again. The heart is a very high oscillator. Given the opportunity, it will jump in. It will recognize the truth of our connectedness, the beauty of a little kindness, the wisdom behind compassion and patience. It simply goes such a long way to practice this on a regular basis, so that this choice, simple choice of a deep breath and creating space, is that much more readily available. So let's do that today. It starts with our ground, with taking our seat consciously, creating some stability, some balance. If you're sitting in a chair, you might become aware of your sit bones, the backs of your thighs, the surface that's supporting you. If you're in lotus position, the various touch points. Where are you grounded? Where are you being supported and held? Releasing into that support, allowing yourself to be supported. And on an inhale, we can lift at the crown and creating some space in the spine. It feels so good. And on the exhale, just allowing that spaciousness to integrate. Perhaps even a little bit of movement, just finding a natural balance as the spine comes up from the sacrum. Checking in that your shoulders are relaxed, that your tongue is resting gently on the roof of your mouth. It allows for nice, deep inhales through the nostrils if your sinuses are clear. Again, perhaps some nice movement in the body and allowing the body to come to center, to come to a place of balance. Taking several rounds or cycles of breaths here. You might tune into where you are receiving the sensation of the body breathing. Perhaps it's the belly rising. Perhaps it's an awareness of the breath moving in at the tip of the nose. It's becoming aware of all of the different sensations in the body. Listening to the body. What's there? Is the body warm? What's its temperature? Buzzing, tingling, energy anywhere? Is there dullness or intensity in spots? All of these things arising into the field of your awareness. Awareness of the body in this moment, breathing. You can expand to include any emotions that you're feeling right now. What's their energy like? What's the quality of their movement? Whether you're feeling bright, whether you're feeling a little tense, content, agitated, whatever that is. Or maybe it's unclear how you're feeling right now, so maybe that question leaves you a little confused. But the main thing is that we are aware. Even being aware of, I don't know, is meeting what's arising in the moment. So see if you can meet sensations in the body, feelings, emotions, or thoughts. See if you can meet them with a bit of warmth and presence, a bit of kindliness and spaciousness. So in this moment, simply observing, because we're taking the time to care about what's here right now. Perhaps a long, slow, deep inhale. The breath leads us to the lungs. The lungs lead us to the space of the heart. The heart, the mind, all present. As we rest in the comings and goings, within the field of awareness, present, aligned. No forcing, no straining, just acknowledging these various aspects of your being, acknowledging their relationship and their capacity to be aligned, to be integrated, to be on board. Breath coming and breath going. Awareness is fluid. Moment to moment, noticing the effect of this practice of consciously aligning our body, our mind, our emotions, our spirit. Sitting in presence, practicing living awareness. Today we'll end this meditation with a single bell. And as the sound of the bell gently fades, you might allow new sounds to arise and flow into your awareness. I invite you to move gently, mindfully, out of your practice, seeing if you can take that alignment, that spaciousness and care into whatever's coming next. Thanks for your practice.